Amen.
Well, it's 5 after 8, but back home it's 5 after 11.
现在是八点，五分，可是在我家是十。
So if anybody should fall asleep in this meeting, it's me.
十一点，所以如果有人要睡觉，应该是我。
The rest of you have no excuse.
你们没有别的理由。
And we have, we started this morning. Most of you, I think, were here.
我们今天早上开始，大部分的你们都在我们当中。
And if you weren't, just very briefly, what we're thinking about is how God wants to make out of every one of us vessels unto honor, sanctified and meet for His use.
我们大概讲到神要拣选我们成为他的器皿，要何为圣洁。合乎主用，成为圣洁。
In order for that to be accomplished, there's a process, there's a molding, a melting, a fashioning process.
神要成就这个之前，他有过程要做，要磨塑，要制作。
And as we'll learn as we go on in the story of Gideon, to mold Gideon into the vessel unto honor, it doesn't happen very quickly.
我们看到从基甸的身上，神要这样子的磨塑他、制作他，不是一个很快的过程。
It's quite a process.
是一个很艰难长的过程。
And by the time the Lord is able to then do with us what He wants to, then He can use us and accomplish His purpose through us.
那神也是这样子的，要磨塑我们，让我们可以成就他的旨意在我们的身上。
He has a hard time finding people that He can do that with.
他这样很难的找到这样子的人。
We came to the conclusion, I hope, we came to the conclusion this morning that we're going to say, yes, Lord, yes.
我们的结论希望是这样子，就是我们要向神说是的，是的。
We're not going to do...
我们没有要这样。
We're going to ask the Lord and ask for His grace and His help that He makes us what He wants us to be.
我们可以请求神的恩典让他来制作我们，让我们成为他合用的。
And so when the Lord needed to find a vessel that he could use, he selected this young man Gideon who was threshing wheat in the winepress.
所以神这样子的找到基甸，他在打麦子，打在酒地方打麦子。
And he addressed Gideon as thou mighty man of valor.
他称基甸为大能的勇士。
Now, Gideon didn't see himself as that.
基甸看自己不是这样子。
Anything but that.
别的都可以，但是不是这个。
But God saw what he could do with Gideon if Gideon would allow God to work in him the way he wanted to.
可是神已经看到他可以成为这样的，等基甸让神来做。
And so as the story goes, Gideon says, well, you know, if I'm a mighty man of valor, Lord, and if you're with us, then why is all this happening to us?
所以基甸问神说，如果我是大能的勇士，那我周围怎么这么的不好，困难很多。
And the Lord said, Gideon, it's because of the people's sin. I've done everything I could possibly do, but they have not listened to me.
神对他说，是因为你们犯了罪，我已经做我该做的，可是你们这些百姓没有照着我的旨意来行。
And so Gideon is ready to start this process of being molded, being shaped. He's ready to start.
所以基甸呢已经开始预备好了要成为一个器皿。
So you would think that tonight we're going to talk about how he's going to fill Gideon with himself and then use him the next day, but it doesn't happen so quickly.
所以今天晚上我们要讲神怎样的来膏抹基甸，然后要开始用他。但是不是这个过程不是很快。
Now we are all well aware of it because God has been working with some of us for a long time.
我们已经都看到很多了，因为我们神在我们中间有行过很多。
We never get completely finished. We're always being changed. We're always being fashioned more like unto Himself. But we're allowing Him to do that, and we're seeing that it's a process that is sometimes hard on the flesh.
我们看到神他在我们中间制作我们可是呢不是很快，因为肉体总是就是挡住神要做的。
So if we pick up the story tonight from Judges chapter 6, we're up to verse 15.
所以我们如果打开士师记第六章，我们已经到了第十五节，六章十五节。
And Gideon is speaking to the Lord and says, "But Lord, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family."
基甸对主说，主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拿西支派中是至贫穷的。
Now, let me ask you a couple questions, okay?
我问你们一些问题。
No? Yes.
可以吗？
Oh, okay. First question. Gideon says he was, his clan is the weakest in Manasseh. Was that true?
他基甸说，我在我的父家是至微小的，这是真的吗？
And was he the least in his family?
那他在他家是至微小、至贫穷的吗？
How many of you think he was the least, and how many of you think Manasseh was the weakest?
多少人认为马拿西在他们的在神的家中是最贫穷、最微小的？
How many of you think that Gideon was maybe not really seeing it the way that it really was? He was just making some excuse up.
你们几个人认为基甸只是在讲理由？
Okay, now more of you, or I should say, nobody here thinks that that's really true. Most of you think he's kind of making it up as he goes along.
大部分我们都觉得，哦，只是基甸自己有点
Me? I don't know.
他说我吗？我不知道。
I'm not sure if Manasseh was really the least. I don't know who compared it. I don't think they had a Gallup poll taken. So I'm not too sure if that's really true. It might be, it might not be. And I'm not sure that Gideon was the least. I don't know everybody in Gideon's clan and tribe. So I don't know if he was the least. But that's at least the excuse that he's putting up before God.
我们真的不知道这个基甸他们马拿西家是不是最小的，因为我们没有做民调，可是这是他的理由。
Now, I'm sure he felt that way. He felt inadequate.
他自己认为自己很不足。
How many of us have ever felt adequate to do what God wants us to do?
我们有多少人在做的可以常常说我们很足够可以做神的工？
I don't think I've ever felt adequate.
我从来没有觉得过。
I realize that I am weak at best.
我都觉得自己很软弱。
I realize that without him, I can't do anything.
我发现我是何等软弱，没有神的话。
But Gideon didn't understand all of that.
但是基甸他没有这样子的想。
Gideon thought he was going to have to do this.
基甸认为说他就是这样子，就是要去做这个。
And I don't care if this was true or not. He may have been from the greatest tribe in Israel, and he may have been the chief in his clan.He still would have felt insufficient to deliver the Israelites from the hand of Midian.
就算是基甸是以色列家中最大的族但是呢，他也会觉得自己是微小的。
What I'm trying to say is to do God's work takes God.
所以我要说的就是，我们要做主的工，就是我们需要。
You can't do God's work. I don't care what it is. You can't do God's work God's way.In your own strength.
你不可以来行神的道，用你自己的力量去行。
The Apostle Paul said, "Who is sufficient for these things?"
保罗说，谁足够呢？谁有能力呢？
And then the next words out of his mouth were, "Our sufficiency is from Him."
他后面就说到，我们的不足是从要从神那里支取。
How many vessels had to learn that the hard way?
多少的器皿要从这个学这个功课
？You think of our dear friend Peter.
我们想到我们的好朋友彼得。
Everybody else might leave you, Lord, but not me. You can count on me because I love you, Lord. They don't love you like I love you. They may all leave you, but not me.
每个人都说哦，他们都要离开你，我不会离开你。都是我。
The Lord said, Peter.
主说彼得。
Before that rooster crows twice, you're going to deny that you ever knew me three times.
他说，在鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
Peter said, "No, that's not me. I know what I'm made of. I can do this."
彼得说，哦，不是，我知道我自己是什么，我可以。
You all know the story. He couldn't do it.
我们都知道这故事，他做不来。
It takes God to do God's work.
我们需要神来做神的事。
It takes that empty earthen vessel, which Peter wasn't yet. He was still in the process, but he wasn't there yet.
我们看到是在这个地上的这个器皿，它是在过程当中，可是它还没有做成。
So the complaint from Gideon was, I can't do this.
所以基甸是说我不可以。
And look what the Lord says. The Lord doesn't say, oh yes, you can. You're Gideon, you know. You're a pretty strong guy. You can do this.
神没有说哦，你就是基甸啊，你是一个大能的人啊，你可以的。
The Lord says, I'm not interested in you or what you can do or what you can't do or how big you are or how strong you are or how weak you are. I don't really care about you. I will be with you and you will strike down all the Midianites together.
神没有说我知道你 很有大能，你 很有能力，你都非常的行，但是神反而说我与你同在，你就必击打米甸人。
Because Mr. Gideon, you mighty man of valor, you can do this, but you can't do it unless I am with you.
因为他说，基甸，你虽然是大能的勇士，你没有我，你就如果我没有与你同在，你就不行这样子做。
You remember the last words Jesus spoke to his disciples when he said to them, "Go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," and they knew they couldn't do that.
记不记得耶稣最后一句话对他的门徒说你们要去传福音到全世界，他们不行，因为他们需要神。
But his last words were, I will be with you always.
神没有说别的，他只说我要与你们同在。
What a difference it makes when God is with us.
这是一个很大的不一样，当神与我们同在。
When God comes and lives in us.
他来住在我们的里面。
When God comes and fills us with the Holy Spirit,
当神来充满我们，用他的圣灵。
When we disappear and it's all of God,
当我们消失掉，反而神都充满的。
And we recognize that without Him, we can't do anything.
那我们就发现，没有他，我们什么事都不能做。
But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
可是靠着神的能力，我凡事都可以做。
I can stand perfect and complete in all the will of God as He enables me.
我可以成为一个完全的人，当神这样子来力来赐我力量。
But if you're going to do what God is calling Gideon to do, you had better be sure that God is calling you to do it.
当我们要像基甸这样子来做 神的工呢，我们要确定神先呼召我们了。
You better make sure it's not your idea.
我们要先确定不是我们自己想做的。
Because if you're going to go out there and stand against the Midianites, they're going to kill you unless God is with you.
当像基甸这样，我们要去跟米甸人打仗，如果神没有帮助我们，他们要把他杀掉了。
So in verse 17, Gideon says, Lord, if now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me.
基甸说，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你给我一个证据，让我知道跟我说话的就是主。
Please don't go away until I come back and I bring my offering and set it before you.
求你不要离开这里，等我归回，将礼物带来供在你面前。
So,Gideon says, Lord, just wait here. I want to be sure of this. I have to be sure that you're in this. And I want to go get an offering to give to you. Wait here, please. Wait here, and I'll be right back.
所以基甸说，神，我要确定一下，我要确定。那你在这里，我要去来向你献祭。你在这里等我，我会回来。
So Gideon disappears to go get an offering.
所以基甸跑掉了，去拿他的祭物。
What's he going to bring?
他要带什么呢?
What does he have?
他有什么?
He doesn't have any money.
他没有钱。
He doesn't have any accumulated goods.
他没有积起来的这些农作物。
What's the most precious thing that Gideon has?
基甸最宝贵的东西是什么?
Well, when you're greatly impoverished and you have a famine in the land,And you don't know where your sustenance is coming from. The thing that maybe is most precious to you is food.
当在这个地正在饥荒的时候，最宝贵的东西就是食物。
And Gideon says, I'm going to go get an offering. What am I going to get now? Let's see.
所以基甸说我要去拿一个祭物，我要拿什么呢？
In verse 19 it says, he went and prepared a young goat.
在十九节他说基甸预备了一只山羊羔。
From an ephah of flour that he made bread without yeast.
用一法细面做了无酵饼。
He put the meat in a basket, its broth in a pot, and he brought them out and offered them to the Lord under the oak tree.
然后他将肉放在筐内，把汤盛在壶中，带到橡树下，献在使者面前。
Now, if I understand that correctly, what I understand is that Gideon was taking something that was very dear, very precious, very rare, very expensive, and offering it to the Lord.
我在这里看到基甸他拿的非常宝贵、非常稀有的东西，然后他献在神面前。
So the words I read at the beginning of the chapter say greatly impoverished.
在这一章之前，我们才看到这个地全地都饥荒。
It says when they would reap their grain, the Midianites would be there and steal it all away from them. So whatever little Gideon had was very, very precious.
看到米甸人把他们的食物都抢走，所以剩下来基甸有的是非常的宝贵，对他来说。
Gideon is not bringing to the Lord some leftovers.
基甸不是把那个剩下食物才带来。
He wasn't walking back to his house and saw, oh, there's a couple rocks. Let me get a couple rocks and I'll bring the rocks to the Lord.
他不是回到家中看到有几块石头，他说，哦，我来拿石头献给神。
He was bringing to the Lord something that cost him dearly.
我们看到基甸拿的是这个对他来说是非常宝贵的，代价极大的东西。
If you just hold on to this thought and keep your finger here in Judges 6 and turn with me to Mark chapter 14.
如果我们把这里放书签在这里，然后我们翻开马可福音的第十五章。
Mark chapter 14 is the last few days before Jesus is going to the cross.
马可十四章，这是耶稣要上十字架之前了。
And we read in that chapter that, well, there were two groups of people. Some hated Jesus, and there were some that loved Jesus.
有两组人，一组人是爱耶稣，一组人是恨耶稣。
The first couple of verses tell us that the teachers of the law, and the chief priests were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him.
一开始我们看到祭司长和文士想法子怎样用诡计捉拿耶稣杀他。
But in verse 3 we find that reclining, at a table in Bethany was a man whose house was, Well, the man's name was Simon the leper.
可是在第三节我们看到一个西门，他正在摆家里做宴席，正在家里有一个宴席。
And he was having a gathering in his house that night of people who loved Jesus.
他在那个时候，他在他家里面有一群爱耶稣的人。
At least some of the disciples were in attendance there also.
有一些门徒也在。
Simon invited Judas to come, and he invited a few other of the disciples to come. And I don't know how many people were there, but here were a group of people gathered together in Simon the leper's house.
这个大麻风西门的家，他请了门徒来，请了耶稣来，很多人在他的家。
Now, if you were here this morning, it's time to get your pen out in that little highlights book we talked about and circle the thing that doesn't belong.
那我们就要把我们的笔拿出来来圈哪里不对劲了。
Do you notice anything in this story that doesn't make sense?
哪里不对劲？你看这里。
What do you know about lepers? What did they say when they walked down the street and anybody came within 10 feet of them?
我们知道这个大麻风是怎么样的人。
You know, what did they yell? What did they say?
他们叫什么？如果你走靠近一个大麻风。
Unclean.
他说不洁净。
Unclean.
不洁净。
This guy here, Simon the leper, he's inviting people to come to his house. He's saying, unclean, unclean.
这里有一个长麻风的西门，可是他们没有在那里叫说，不洁净，不洁净。
What happened to Simon the leper? That's what he was known as, Simon the leper. But why is he inviting people to come to his house? Oh, I have an idea. I don't think Simon was a leper anymore.
他怎么变成叫做大麻风的西门呢？哦，是因为他已经不是一个大麻风的人了。
Because if Simon was still a leper, he wouldn't be having people come over his house and serving Jesus a meal and having a get together, would he?
因为如果他还是长大麻风，他不会这样子邀请这么多人来他的家里面。
Now, here's where I take a leap, and I don't know this to be fact, but I wonder what happened to Simon.
我要来做一个推拿还是推挪。
I wonder if there was a time in Simon's life where he met Jesus.
我要想说，他是不是在有一天他遇到了耶稣。
And I wonder if Jesus said, be clean.
耶稣就对他说：“洁净吧。”
Maybe he was one of those 10 lepers that came to Jesus. I don't know. It doesn't say their names, but maybe Simon was one of those. And I know one thing: he's not a leper anymore. Something happened to him, and the only thing that could have possibly happened is somebody touched him and made him well.
我猜他是不是那十个大麻风当中只被医治的，或是哪个时候他被耶稣医治的？我不确定。但是我们知道，这个西门已经洁净了。
When somebody touches you and makes you well, you love that person, don't you?
当如果有一个人来触摸你，让你洁净了，你就爱他，对不对？
When Jesus took your sin away, your leprosy away,
如果耶稣把你的罪除去，你的大麻风除去，
now you love him.
你就爱他。
Or you love him because he first loved you.
你爱他，因为他先爱你。
And when you were way down deep in sin and all messed up and in your leprous condition,He said to you one day, every one of us, he said, be clean.
当我们还在像大麻风一样在罪中，可是有一天他说洁净吧。
And we've been washed from our sins.
那我们就被洁净了。
And now we love him.
所以我们现在爱他。
And so while there are a group of people plotting how to get rid of Jesus, there's another group of people that they love Jesus.
所以当文士法利赛人在那里想要杀耶稣，可是这里有一群人。他们是爱神爱耶稣的。
So we find Simon here has this group over in his house and while they're sitting around the table, these different men, they're reclining at the table.
看到这个有一群人他们就坐着，应该是说躺着在这里，他们有一群人。
Have you all seen how this goes on? How they recline at the table? They have a very small little table in the middle. It's just a little raised a few inches off the ground.
这在应该是中东的习俗，他们其实不是坐着，他们是半坐半躺这样一个小小的椅子。
The men all kind of recline around the table and they can eat the potato chips with the dip and whatever else they got there and they're all looking and talking about Jesus and hi Jesus, nice to see you, thank you for what you've done and eat another potato chip or a carrot stick if they're on a health kick.
所以他们都是半躺着坐在那里，然后中间有食物，他们就会吃他们的。薯片，然后吃他们好吃的东西，然后跟耶稣讲话。
Now in these groups, women didn't come. Women weren't invited. Unfortunately, I'm not saying anything, but back then, women didn't come.
在这个当中没有妇女，因为妇女那时候是没有被邀请的。对不起，妇女们。
But we read in the story that as they were sitting there and as they were reclining and eating together.At this house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
正当他们在那里吃东西的时候，有一个女人来了，她拿着一个玉瓶极至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
You could almost feel the suspense and the tension as the door opened or the flap of the tent opened and in came this woman.
你可能可以感觉得到那个气氛非常的紧张，忽然有一个人进来，一个女人进来。
Just about ready to put that potato chip in.
当你要把那个薯片拿在嘴巴的时候，
They're all amazed. What? And here comes this woman. Very quietly with this jar, this alabaster box of spikenard.
忽然一个女人进来，拿着一瓶的香膏。
Nobody says anything because they don't know what to say right away. It's amazing that Peter didn't know what to say, but he kept his mouth shut too.
每个人都不知道要讲什么，甚至彼得自己都不知道要想什么，都他嘴巴被封起来一样。
And all of a sudden you hear,
所以你一听见破掉声音
，crack that spikenard bottle, and she begins to just pour it out.
所以那个瓶子被打破了，然后它慢慢的倒出来。
I could show you how she did. She went
careful.
oh, never mind. She poured it out on on Jesus.
他把这个拿达香膏，真拿达香膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Well, by that time, some of the disciples caught their breath, and they began to say among themselves, why waste this perfume? They said it indignantly, it says in the Bible.
这个十二个门徒，几个门徒才忽然醒过来，他们说，为什么浪费这个香膏？
I know that smell any place. That's spikenard. That's costly ointment. I know that smell. Why are you wasting all that perfume?
他们在那里可能心里叫骂说，为什么浪费这个这么好的香膏？
By the way, these are disciples, people that love Jesus that are saying this.
只是我们发现这是耶稣自己的门徒，爱耶稣的门徒在讲这些话。
And then somebody says, this could have taken that spikenard and if we sold it,We could get about a year's wages for a man in our day. A year's wages worth.
他们在那边讲说，这个卖掉这个香膏是一年一个人一年的工资耶。
It gives us a little perspective about how much this was worth. I mean, what's a year's wages? $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $120,000, $100,000. I don't know what wages are for a man, but back in that day, a year's wage, that was a lot of money. Still is.
我们看到这一年的工资是很多的，七万、八万、十万，但是我们知道是非常极贵，非常。
But if that was the wage of a man for a year,
但是那是男人一年的工资。
How much was that worth to a woman?
那对这个女人一年的工资是多少
？A woman who probably didn't work.
一个女人可能没有去工作。
If she had any savings at all, it was rather meager, probably in that day.
如果他有一些存款是都是非常少。
This woman somehow heard someplace that Jesus is going to be at Simon the leper's house.
可是 这位女人她听到耶稣要去西门大麻风的家。
And when she heard that Jesus was going to be there, she thought, I have to get to Jesus. I have to get to where he is.
所以她听到了就说我一定要去找到耶稣我一定要去
I don't care what those men think about me. I don't care what those men say about me. I don't care what they do to me. I'm going.
我不管那些男人说什么啊，我就是要去。
Oh, but I want to bring an offering.
可是我要带一个祭，一个献。
So Gideon wanted to bring an offering.
所以他带了一个献。
And Gideon brought something that was very costly.
所以基甸拿了一个。很宝贵的东西。
Gideon couldn't bring spikenard. He didn't have any. Gideon couldn't bring spikenard.
Oh,
he didn't have any spikenard to bring.
基甸不可以带那个很宝贵的香料，因为他没有啊。
Gideon brought what he could.
他就带他有的。
This woman, I don't know what she did, but maybe she got all the money she could possibly get in her savings, and she brought it someplace, and she went to Saks Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, and She bought this beautiful jar of very costly ointment.
可是这位女人呢，她用她所有的钱，说她所有的去纽约的第几街，然后买了一个非常宝贵的香膏。
It was all she had.
这是她所有的。
And she pours it out.
然后她把它浇奠出来。
And the disciples are up.
然后那些门徒在那边。
对 that's it.
Yes.
What a waste.
好浪费哦。
What a waste.
好浪费。
Jesus answers his disciples.
所以耶稣回答了他的门徒。
And I don't know how this all went. They rebuked the woman sharply, and I believe that Jesus probably said rather sharply to his disciples, "Leave her alone."
所以当门徒这样子对这个女人很不客气的时候耶稣也对他的门徒很不客气说由他吧。
Now again, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think he said, calm down a little bit.
我不相信耶稣这样悄悄的由他吧。
I think he was indignant about their attitude towards what this woman was doing to him.
我觉得耶稣是用那些门徒的口气一样的回答，去回答这些门徒。
So if you read the sixth verse, leave her alone, Jesus said. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.
第六节，耶稣说：“由她吧，为什么为难她呢？她在我身上所做的是一件美事。”
The poor you always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，可是呢，我没有藏在你们中间，所以他把这个香膏倒在我的身上。
And then Jesus added this, I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be also told in memory of her.
第九节，耶稣说，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，他要述说这女人所做的。
This woman has done a beautiful thing, Jesus said.
这位女人做了一个非常美的事情。
She has anointed my body beforehand.
她在我还没有去世之前就为我膏我。
Did she know what she was doing?
她知道她自己在做什么吗？
I mean, did she just do this because she felt like doing it? Or did she hear something somewhere along the line? Because Jesus had said three times already, he said, I'm going to be handed over to the chief priests. They're going to deliver me and they're going to crucify me and the third day I'm going to rise again. Jesus had said that to his disciples. They didn't hear it.
所以这位女人她怎么知道呢？其实是因为耶稣其实已经三次对她自己的门徒说，我要被处死，然后我要被交在这些祭司法利赛人手中，然后我要为你们死，为你们上十字架。她一定听到，这位女人一定听到。
Maybe they didn't understand it when Jesus said it. Maybe they didn't want to hear it when Jesus said it. But I think somewhere along the line, that lady heard that message.
这些门徒他们可能没有听清楚，或是没有听到，可是这位女人听到了。
You know, they'd bring these spikenards and other nards and precious ointments, and they would anoint the wrap that they wrapped the body in, so that it would prevent the body from decaying, the smell of the decay, and so on. They would do that after the fact, after the body was dead.
在那个时候，他们是把这个香膏来抹在死人的身上，然后让这个尸体不会臭掉。
Jesus said, "What she's doing is she's anointing my body now, before."
耶稣说，在说这个女人做的，她是在来膏我，还没有死的时候，她先来膏我了。
She must have done that because she realized his love.
这位女人所做的，她一定知道有爱。
When you realize your Savior's love, you do sing, "How wonderful, how marvelous, and my song shall ever be."
当你知道神的爱，你就会唱何等奇妙，何等就是刚才那一首宣道诗。
Because of that, now what can I give? How can I reciprocate? What can I give back that is costly? What would he be pleased with?
那我们就会想到说，哦，那我要拿什么来献给他呢？有什么是他会喜悦的？
And the disciples said, "This is a waste."
门徒说，这个好浪费哦。
But it's not a waste. That's what love delights to do. What love delights to do is to pour out on the object of its affection.
可是的，这个不是浪费，这个是因为爱啊，你就是为了爱，你把你这个全部交奠献上，这就是爱。
There's in Agra, India, there's a tomb there.
在印度有一个墓。
I think it was built back in the 1600s. I believe I'm right about that. Way back in the 1600s.
差不多在15世纪的时候。
An Indian man there, his wife died.
有一个印度的太太过世了。
And he built this tomb, this mausoleum for his wife.
然后他就为着他的太太做了一个很壮观的一个墓。
We know it as the Taj Mahal.
我们今天知道是那个很有名的 Taj Mahal。
It's one of the most famous tourist attractions in all of India.
在印度是一个非常有名的就旅游定点。
People come from all over the world to see the mausoleum, the tomb where the guy's wife is.
全世界人都去看这个墓，他们都要看这个太太死在那里。
Now, I don't know who the man is, and he's long gone, probably next to her in the same mausoleum. But if I could find him, I would say to him, "What a waste!"
我不认识这个男人，可是如果我要是找到他的话，我会跟他说，你怎么那么浪费？
You've got so many starving people in India, and you're building this ornate, opulent tomb for your dead wife.
我会跟他说， 你们那么多人在印度是那么的穷，他们都在饿肚子，可是你怎么做了一个这么壮观的墓为着你的太太？
What a waste that is！
好浪费哦。
And if he could talk back to me, he would probably say to me，
如果他可以回答我，我想他可能会说
，It's not a waste。
这不是浪费。
That's love's extravagance. What love delights to do is to pour out extravagantly on the object of its affection.
这个就是爱的壮观。当你爱一个人，你就把它全部献出来，为着这个爱的人。
40 years ago，
四十年前
，I celebrated my first wedding anniversary.
我庆祝我一年结婚纪念。
Now, if you're a good mathematician, you know I've been married 41 years.
如果你的数学很好，你就知道我已经结婚四十一年。
My wife and I, you know, anniversary number one. Guys, let me give you a hint. If you ever get anniversary number one, be careful you don't forget it.
男人在座的不要忘记，我给你们一个提示，不要忘记你的那个结婚纪念日。
And I did. I thought, now what could I do? Of course, you know, we're going to go out to eat. Of course.
那我记得我那时候就在想，哦，要做什么呢？哦，我们要出去吃个饭。
Where should we go? There's McDonald's.
那我们要去哪里呢？这边有麦当劳。
There's the diner.
这里有一个简单的餐厅。
We could get really, really good sandwiches at the deli.
我们也可以吃三明治，很好的三明治。
No, none of those. I love my wife.
所以我爱我的太太。
I didn't want to take her to McDonald's for our anniversary.
我不会想要带他去吃麦当劳庆祝我们一年。
Where could we go? I made reservations at Windows on the World.
所以我就去去订了这个餐厅 Windows of the World.
Windows on the World was the restaurant on the 107th floor of the World Trade Center.
这一家餐厅是在 World Trade Center 的两栋大楼，107楼。
One of the most expensive restaurants, it was, it's not there anymore, obviously, but one of the most expensive restaurants in New York.
它曾经是纽约市最贵的餐厅。
I don't have a lot of money.
我没有很多的钱。
So, well, I got a credit card.
我有一个信用卡。
And so, I said, we're going to Windows on the World, and we did.
所以我就要去这个 Windows of the World， 那他们就
We went up 107 floors up， beautiful view of Manhattan， a beautiful evening， wonderful place。
那我们就真的去了107楼那个壮观的夜景，然后一个非常漂亮的一个餐厅。
But when it came time to pay the bill，
可是当要付钱的时候
，Well， I knew it was expensive， but I didn't know that every single thing on the menu cost another $27 or whatever it was。
我知道很贵，可是我不知道任何一个小小东西都要二十几块美金。
And then I didn't know that there were three separate tips: one for the guy that pours your water, one for your waiter, and then another one for somebody who calls themselves the captain。
而且还要付三个小费，一个让那个帮你倒水的，一个给服务生，还有一个要给什么叫一个船长的人。
They recommend you give 18% to the captain. I didn't even know who the captain was.
所以他说要18%给这个 captain， 不知道是谁，也都没有看到他。
That was a lot.
对我来说负担很重。
I went to the men's room there and I go to the sink and there's a guy there that gives me a towel.
我就去厕所啊，有一个人就给我一个手巾。
I never should have touched his towel. I took the towel and tips appreciated.
那我不应该拿的，因为我一拿起来，他就跟我说，
well,
小费，拜托。
You know, if I told some of my friends we went to Windows on the World and paid whatever it was that we paid, they would have said to me.
如果我跟我的朋友说，哦，我们去了那家餐厅，他们一定会对我摇头。
What would they have said to me?What a waste.
他们一定会说，
You could have gone to McDonald's 150 times for that amount of money.
你可以去麦当劳吃100多次。
You could have flown to Vancouver almost for that amount of money.
你可以飞到温哥华去的那个机票。
What a waste.
好浪费哦。
Hey, but wait, what would I say?
可是我会怎么说呢？
Waste, no. That's love's extravagance.
不是的，这是爱的壮观。
What love delights to do is to pour out extravagantly on the object of its affection.
当你这样子的爱的这个行动，就是要把它浇奠出来，去成为一个行动。
And if you think about what Jesus was about to do for that woman and for you and for me,
那我们想到耶稣将要为这位男这位女人还有为你跟我要做的。
That's love's extravagance.
这个就是爱的壮观。
What Jesus delighted to do was to pour out extravagantly on the object of his affection.
耶稣喜欢做什么？他就是喜爱把他的爱这样子的浇奠，他把这样子的为我们。
Why would he love me?
可是他为什么会爱我？
Why would he give his best, his all? Why would he bleed and die and go to a cross for me?
可是耶稣为什么要为我们上十字架流血为着我？
Some would say, that's a waste of a life. Jesus was such a good man. He did so many good things. 33 years of age, gone, dead. What a waste.
很多人也许会说好浪费哦，33年他在地上，他把他自己的一生全部给你。
No. God would have said, oh, I so love the world that I gave my only begotten son. That's love's extravagance. I poured out upon human beings who I want to save.
可是神说不是的，不是浪费，因为我要把我的爱这样子的壮观的献给我所爱的每一位人，这个世人。
When I graduated from college, I took a job at an office in New York City.
当我从大学毕业的时候，我拿到一个很好工作在纽约。
And I enjoyed it. I didn't know if I would ever be a pastor or not. I didn't really have that in my mind. I thought I would work and serve the Lord in the church or whatever.
我不知道自己会成为一个牧师，我想说我就好好的工作，然后也一样的服侍神。
But then there came a time in my life where I felt that the Lord wanted me in full-time service.
可是时间到了，我发现神要我全时间出来服侍他。
So I went into my boss's office one morning.
所以我走进去我老板的办公室。
With fear and trembling.
恐惧战惊的走进去。
And I said, Mr. Benedict, I need to talk to you.
我说Benedict 先生，我需要跟你讲话。
And he was a rather gruff man, but he was okay. He liked me.
他是一个很粗的一个男人，可是他喜欢我。
I said, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to give my notice. I'm going to be moving on.
我就跟他说哦，我要离开这里了，我会写一封信给你，那我要继续我的别的。
He said, what are you going to do?
他就问我说你要做什么。
How was I going to explain to him what I'm going to do?
所以我就不知道怎么解释。
Well, I'm going to live in this house with a bunch of other people who serve in a certain church, and I don't get a salary, I'm going to get nothing. I'm just going to live there and hope for the best and trust that the Lord is going to take care of me, and so I'm going to be gone from here. I'm not working here anymore.
所以我就大概跟他说，哦，我要去住在一个很多人住在的地方，然后没有薪水，然后呢，我就没有工作了，这样子。那这样就是这样。
He looked at me and he said, Ernie.
所以他看着我说 ，Ernie.
Why do you want to waste your life?
他说，你为什么要浪费的你的一生
？I'll never forget those words. Why do you want to waste your life?
永远不会忘记他那几句话。你为什么要浪费
？I look back over these last 40 years, and I thank God that I wasted my life the way that I did.
我看了这四十年过来，我感谢神，我浪费了一生。
I've never been sorry.
从来没有
When you pour out on the object of your affection,
从来没有后悔。当你把你的爱浇奠在你所爱的
，You'll never be sorry.
你永远不会后悔。
And so, Gideon, if we go back to Judges chapter 6, he brings his soup, and he brings his kid, his goat, and he brings some flour.
所以我们回到这个士师记的第六章，基甸拿着这个他的汤、他的羊，还有这些面、这些细面。
It's almost Gideon's way of fulfilling Romans chapter 12 verse 1. I beseech you that you present your body as a living sacrifice.
就好像那个罗马书第十二章说，当将身体献上，当作活祭。
And Gideon is giving away his best, his all. He's doing what he can do because he wants the approval of the one who has called him to be the mighty man of valor.
所以基甸想要这样子的把这些东西献上。因为这个人叫他说你是一个大能的勇士。
And so the Lord, he gives this all to the Lord.
所以他把这些全部献给这个使者。
And It says in verse 20, the angel said of God said to him,
第二十节说，神的使者吩咐基甸说，
take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on this rock and pour out the broth.
将肉和无酵饼放在这磐石上，把汤倒出来。
It's a very important verse.
其实这是非常重要的一句。
Because what God is telling Gideon to do is waste the very best that he has.
在这里使者要基甸做的就是把这些东西浪费掉。
I mean, at least, Mr. Angel, could you take it back to heaven and eat it?
他说那个天使先生，你可不可以至少把它带回去天上去吃掉？
If you're not hungry now, put it in your pocket, get a doggy bag, do something with, don't pour it out on a rock, don't waste this all. This is costly stuff. This is important to me. And you're going to just waste it now?
他可以跟这位天使说，至少把它打包走啊！但是怎么把它全部浇在石头上？这好浪费。
And has the Lord ever called you to waste your life?
神有没有曾经叫你去浪费你的一生
？To pour out your best on the object of your affection?
把你最好的，然后献在你所爱的东西上面。
You'll find it won't be a waste, and Gideon found afterwards that it wasn't a waste, but right in the moment, the tendency for most people would be, but Lord, you don't understand.
在这里我们看到基甸这样子行了，我们普通的人看到可能会说，主啊，你不懂。
But Lord, you don't understand how costly this is. You don't understand how precious this commodity is.This doesn't come cheap. We don't have a whole lot, Lord. And you begin to argue with the Lord about what he's now requiring for you to do.
你可能会跟神在那边辩论说，主啊，这个是何等的宝贵，这个东西极其宝贵，可是怎么这样子的浪费呢？
And when we argue with God about what he requires from us, the only thing we do is stop the process of becoming a vessel, sanctified, and meet for the master's use.
我们在那里与神辩论，可是神他却是要我们献上自己，合乎主用。
When God speaks to us, we need to. We said it this morning. Obey.
当神向我们说话的时候，我们是要今天早上说的是要顺服。
If you remember back to this morning, you remember what it was that the Lord said: the children of Israel have gotten into trouble.I have done this, I have done that, I have done this, but they have gotten into trouble because, say it loud, because they would not listen to me. I'm sorry.
That's all. 那个神对那个时候以色列人把自己困在困难当中，然后呢，他们这样子的在困难当中，可是神对他们说，是因为你们没有来听从我的话。
They heard me.
他们听见了。
But they would not listen.
可是没有听进去。
They knew what I wanted from them.
他们知道我要向他们所要的是什么。
They weren't going to obey me.
可是他们却不要来遵行。
If you want to be a vessel unto honor, Gideon, you've got to do number one. You've got to learn to obey.
所以他对这个基甸说，如果你要成为一个尊贵的器皿，你要学习。
Give yourself, give your best, give your all, and obey me.
献上你最好的，献上你的所有，然后来顺服我。
Look what Gideon does.
所以我们看基甸是怎么做。
It says that Gideon, he did not waste one second. He did not argue or talk back to God.
基甸在这里，我们看到他没有浪费一个时间，他没有去与神辩论。
It says that the angel of the Lord told him to pour it out. And let me see, in verse 21, with the tip of it, and Gideon did, verse 20, the end of it, and Gideon did so.
二十节末了，基甸就这样行了。
Pour out the broth, put it all on the rock, dump it right there, and Gideon did so.
把这些东西倒在石头上，基甸就这样。
No, but Lord, I don't get it, Lord, I don't understand this all, but none of that. And Gideon did so. He listened to the Lord.
没有一大堆，但是怎样？但是这个，但是 但是他就是这样子行了。
And immediately as Gideon did so, it says that the tip of the staff that was in the angel's hand with the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire flared out from the rock, consumed the meat, consumed the bread, and the angel of the Lord disappeared.
我们看到当基甸这样行了，这个耶和华的使者手内的杖，杖头挨了肉和无酵饼。就有火从磐石中出来，烧尽了肉和无酵饼，耶和华的使者也不见了。
Didn't take long for the Lord to act.
神没有拖很久来做。
Didn't take long for the Lord to receive that offering that Gideon was bringing.
没有那个神没有等很久才来这样子接纳。
This fire that falls on that sacrifice is just a way of God saying, "I accept it. It's pleasing to me."
火把这个东西烧掉了，这个意思就是神马上的悦纳了。
We're moving along. I know it's slow. I know. I wish we could get to the battle in the valley with the smashing. I know. That's the exciting part. But this is the necessary part.
我知道有点慢。这个故事，我们想要等一下听到那个基甸去打破瓶子，然后去杀了敌人。可是呢，这一段更重要。
I think too many Christian people skip all this middle stuff.
我觉得很多的基督徒他们跳过去这一段。
The sacrifice, the consecration, the yieldedness, the obedience. We want to jump right over all that. We want to get into the victory.
我们想要直接跳过去献身，跳过去成圣，跳过去牺牲，然后直接跳到得胜。
But there are reasons for the victory, and the reasons for the victory are what we're reading about tonight.
可是得胜是有一个原因的，就是我们今天
所讲的。To make the hard decisions, to do what the Lord tells us to do, to pour out extravagantly on the object of our affection, and then the Lord will receive that sacrifice.
就是要献上，要交奠，把我们所爱的献上，然后神悦纳我们所献上的。
Those words of Romans 12 that I started to quote before goes on to say that we're to give our bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable unto God. That's our reasonable service.
罗马书十二章说，我们将身体献上，当作活祭，是可喜悦的。圣洁可喜悦。
What's the best that I can give to the Lord? I mean, does the Lord want me to go home and get a steak out of the freezer and bring it to Him?
我要献给神什么呢？是不是去冰箱里拿一块牛排
？Does He want my car keys?
他是不是要我的车子钥匙
？Or the front door key to my house?
或是我家里大门的钥匙
？Does He want my jacket?
想要我的这件衣服吗
？Take my jacket. It's warm up here.
很热，赶快拿走。
What does the Lord want?
神要的是什么呢
？What can I give? Oh, I'll give him some. Let's see. I'll go to church every Sunday.
我看看啊， 我去每个主日去参加聚会。
It's not bad to give the Lord the keys to your car, or give him the keys to your house, or give him your jacket, or go to church every Sunday. But is there anything better than that that we can give? If we're going to give what represents our all, what would be the best thing that we could give to the Lord?
我们献上这些房子、车子都很好，可是什么是最好的可以献给神呢
？Can anybody help me? I want to know. What can we give?
我们可以献什么呢？我想问问各位
，ourself，
就是我们的自己。
The most precious thing that you have，
最宝贵的就是
your love，
我们的爱
；your heart，
我们的心
；your soul，
我们的魂
；your strength，
我们的力量
；your might，
我们的灵力大能。
Give it all to him，
全部献给神。
Sister Pearl Young。
荣教士
I think taught probably you. I know she taught some of us to pray this prayer. Lord, take me as I am.
他可能有教到你们在做，或是你们有听过他这样祷告。他说：“主啊，就按这样子来接纳我。”
And make me what you want me to be, body, soul, and spirit, no matter what it costs, for Jesus' sake.
接纳我，接纳我的灵魂与体。好让你可以成为你所要我成为的不管代价如何
Lord take me as I am
主啊就用这样子的接纳我
I'm the least in my tribe I'm the least in the tribe the least in the clan
OK 我是在这个以色列家中最小的
I don't have much to give Lord
我没有什么可以献上
You know, I don't. But Lord, take me. If you can use me, take me. Here I am.
我是最小的，可是主啊，我如果我你可以用我就。
And then if we've done that, and probably many of us have.
我们可能在座的很多人有这样子过。
We put our all on the altar, but you know we need to leave it there.
我们把所有的献上放在祭坛上，可是我们需
要。You can't sit here tonight and say, you know, 20 years ago I gave my all to Jesus.
我们需要继续的把它放在祭坛上，我们不可以说20年前我已经献上了。
And over the last 20 years, you took 75% of it back.
然后过去20年中 70% 你都拿回来。
Renew that vow.
再重新的再把自己。
Every day a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God.
每一天每一天献上为祭，圣洁的。
Because we're not our own, we've been bought with a price.
因为我们是重价买赎回来的。
We want to glorify God in our body and in our souls because they belong to Him.
我们要在我们的身心灵都荣耀神，因为我们属于他。
Let me just close with one more little story and recollection I have of Sister Pearl Young.
我再用一个小故事，是荣教士的一个故事，我记得的。
I was an older teenager at this time.
我是一个十几岁的一个年轻人。
And she came to our church, the church that I now pastor.
她来我们的教会，就是我现在所带的这个教会。
I wasn't nearly the pastor then. I was just a teenager sitting in the front row playing my trumpet.
我那时候还不是牧师，我只是一个年轻人在那边吹喇叭。
And I had known Sister Pearl all my life. When she would come back to New York, she would. Often come to our home for dinner, and she would visit our churches.
我很久以前就认识了荣教士。他从台湾回到纽约，他都会去他们的教会，然后他也常常看到荣教士。
And when it was time for her to speak, she got up behind the pulpit and she just stood there.
那当他需要分享，荣教士要分享的时候，他就会来到这个讲桌前，然后站在那里。
She stood motionless, expressionless. She just stood there for. It must have been at least 5 minutes.
他站在那里都没有讲话，也没有表情，站了五分钟。
I remember peeking and seeing if she was awake or asleep.
我记得我就偷看她是不是在睡觉。
She just didn't move.
她都没有动。
She just stood there.
她就这样子站着，荣教士站着。
I mean, I'm sure now, I maybe didn't understand what she was doing then, but I think now I understand that she was just looking to the Lord.
我那时候不晓得，可是我现在晓得了，她是在仰望神。
There was something the Lord wanted her to say, and she was just waiting for what it was that the Lord wanted her to say.
神有话要给她，可是她在那边等着神的话，她要说。
And then she began to speak before her message that morning, and she said, "There are those here in this meeting who the Lord is looking for your best."
她后来就开始说话了，她说到，在这我们的当中。神要你们的最好的。
So many are content to give the Lord their second best.
很多人可能要给神第二好的，次好的。
But does He not deserve your very best?
可是神是不是应该得到最好的？
That was quite a few years ago. Now that she said that, those words went right into my heart.
那是好几好几年前了。可是那几句话就砸到我的心中。
I may have been one of maybe many in that meeting that the Lord needed to speak to that day.
我可能就是他所说的那一位，一位，那一位所需要的。
Are you going to be content to give the Lord your second best?
我们是不是将赐好给神就很高兴了？
Or will you give Him your best?
还是你要赐给他一个最好的？
Not some of your time, not some of your strength, but will you give Him your all?
不是只有你的时间，你的体力，而是要全部所有献给
他。If we say that we love Him, what love delights to do is to pour out extravagantly.
如果我们说我们爱神，所以要爱神，就是把这个所有的爱交奠给他。
I think Frances Havergal wrote it best when she wrote that hymn, that poem that says, "Take my life."
海弗格尔写的那首诗歌，他说
"And let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee."
他说把我生命拿去，我要把这个圣成圣要献给你。
And in the verses of that song, she goes through just about everything. Take my will, take my heart, take my money, take my voice.
后面几节她说到，拿走我的拿走我的声音，拿走我的钱，拿走我所有的。
Lord, take my hands and take my feet. Not a mite would I withhold.
拿走我的献上我的手，献上我的脚，没有一个东西不献上给你。
Take my whole life, Lord.
给你我的一生。
I pour it out to you.
我这样子的交给你。
And the fire consumes it.
然后火就这样子烧掉。
And we go on from here in the process of being a vessel.
那我们就这样子的开始成为一个合用的器皿。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you that you're working in all of us.
感谢你在我们中间做你的工。
And Lord, we thank you that you've brought many, if not all of us, to this place in our lives where we've not only wanted to say yes to you, but now we've wanted to give our all to you.
你把我们带来这里，我们不是现在，你不是要我们只是给一部分，我们要给你所有的。
Lord, don't let us fool ourselves.
主啊，让我们不要欺骗自己。
We pray that you will search our hearts even tonight, Lord, and see if there be some place in us that we haven't yet surrendered to you totally, completely.
求你今天晚上再来检查我们的心，看我们还有哪里没有完全的献上给你。
If we've given the ephah of flour and we've given the bowl of soup, Lord, help us to go get the goat that we need to yet give that we haven't.
我们只有如果只有献上一个ephah，只有献上一个汤，主要我们还要献上那个羊。
We would give our best and we would give our all.
我们要给你所有的，我们要给你全部。
And Lord, it's easier for us than it was for Gideon because we recognize what you've done for us and how you've given your all for us.
应该对我们来说更简单，因为我们已经知道你对我们所做的是何等大的代价。
So how can I make a lesser sacrifice when you gave your all for me?
我怎么可以献上一个这么不完全的呢？当你已经把你自己完全的献给我。
We love you, Jesus.
我们爱你，主耶稣。
We pray, Lord, that you will take us just the way we are and make us what you want us to be.
我们向你祷告，你让我们求你来制作我们，让我们成为我们所需要成为的。
No matter what it cost.
不管代价如何。
Amen.
Amen.
赞美主，我们来唱，31首诗选，31首，赞美主。赞美主，我们把自己献给他。